Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. There are times when each of us needs a time of respite. I pray that God provides you with that important time away, resting with Him. Lord. Through all the generations, you have been our home. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from beginning to ending, you are God. And because you are for us, who can stand against us? It is with that confidence, Father, that we can rest in you, enjoying a time of respite, a quiet time of refreshing in your presence now, Lord. We thank you for these precious moments with you in your presence. And I pray, asking for you to bless those listening right now that need respite. God, as you have promised, provide their need for this. So many of us are burning the candle at both ends. Some providing care for elderly relatives or friends. And God, please minister to those who work in assisted living or nursing homes. Bless them for their service. Comfort and encourage them. In Jesus' name, I ask these things. Amen.
Sure, he don't let go.
Still my
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. We really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and your faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, would you please be sure to include the call letters of this station? Appreciate it. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you'll find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much, much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address, calltoworship.us. Well, you may have heard about the new online music ministry of Call to Worship. Be sure to check out the most recent edition, the 24/7 online music of Christian Oldies. Music from the early days of Jesus music, back in the 60s, to the contemporary Christian music of the 80s. From your computer, visit christianoldies.com and click on Listen Now. Or from your smartphone, download the Live 365 app, then go to Christian Oldies. Thanks again for worshiping with us today.
Sometimes I feel like crying. Sometimes I feel like dying. Life seems so complicated. Sometimes I don't even know if I'll make it. But then I hear a voice within me saying, ooh, ooh, I am your strength, I am your strength, come to me and rest. I am your strength, I am your strength. Down.
I'm glad that you are investing this time with us as we see the need for an occasional time of respite.
Song through the water.
respite. This concept refers to a short period of rest or relief from something difficult or unpleasant, or a pause from exertion. A couple of real-world examples of this include, for example, if you're cramming for exams, take an occasional walk to give yourself a respite from the intense study. You may be providing care for someone elderly or who is dealing with health issues. Well, this is not an easy task, and there will come a time when you will need time of respite. You may be preparing a devotional to share, diligently searching for just the right verses. Well, take some quiet time to invest in God's presence, to step away from circumstances that would distract you. A time of respite. Well, to help us get better understanding of this practice, God has provided many, many examples in Scripture. Here are just a few for us to consider today. Exodus 33. The Lord replied, "I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." Joshua 1. Remember what Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you? The Lord your God is giving you a place of rest. He has given you this land. 1 Chronicles 22. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build an house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who will be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days." From Matthew 11, Jesus Christ says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And Christ said to the disciples in John 14, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." In Judges chapter 6, "And Gideon built an altar to the Lord and there, and named it Yahweh Shalom, which means the Lord is peace." Exodus chapter 8, "And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto Jehovah concerning the frogs which he had brought upon Pharaoh. And Jehovah did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courts, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart, and hearkened not unto them, as Jehovah had spoken." 1 Samuel chapter 11, "The elders of Jabesh said to Nahash the Ammonite, Give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers throughout all the territory of Israel. Then, if there is no one to save us, we will give ourselves up to you." Friends, may God give us all wisdom that as we see the need, we will take time for respite. Watch for the symptoms of stress or overwork, anxiety, or you will see that you're not getting good sleep, or maybe even getting depressed. Understand that we all need a period of rest or relief, quiet time, a pause from exertion, shalom, God's peace, time for respite. When you see the need for respite, let God's promises give you hope and His peace in the midst of the storms of this life. As the Apostle Paul said to the believers at Philippi, "But my God shall supply all your need, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen."
I'm safe and sound, serene and calm.
Whenever I'm here, I know you're near me.
My secret place, where I escape
from all the cares
of the strain.
And
I'm alone
in the
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, while we looked at the need for each of us to take time for respite. I pray that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God, man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and faithful giving are vital to keeping us on the air. If you have been blessed by today's program, would you visit us online at calltoworship.us? Contact us through our website, and when you are led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And until we answer the call to worship once again, Matthew 11. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light."
Sometimes when you're in the valley,
You call.